Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A woman is dead after being pulled from a lake east of Bemidji. A sentencing date has been set for a Hugo woman who threatened Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Damith. And Minnesota's professional women's soccer team is inching closer to the national championship. But first, the National Weather Service is sending crews to the Detroit Lakes area today to determine the severity of storms that swept the region last night. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer says there's a good chance the evidence of a tornado will be uncovered.
Tornado threat was quite low on the spectrum of severe weather, but they can happen. So you always got to be ready, I guess, when I'm talking about severe stuff. And we'll have a chance of that again coming in tonight.
At least two people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. There are several reports of roofs off of buildings, downed power lines, and snapped trees. A woman is dead after being pulled from a lake east of Bemidji yesterday afternoon. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office says the woman had been swimming in an area commonly used as a beach at Lake Andrewesa when she became unresponsive. She was taken to an area hospital and was pronounced dead. This comes after a man died last Friday after exiting a boat and entering the water on Mobile Lake in Beltrami County. Both incidents are under investigation. A September 10th sentencing date has been set for a Hugo woman who threatened Minnesota House Speaker and Republican gubernatorial candidate Lisa Damith. 43-year-old Rachel Welsh pleaded guilty to threats of violence, leaving a series of threatening voicemails for Damith in January and February, including messages that suggested she was learning to shoot and, quote, was getting really good. A judge granted an extreme risk protection order in the case, which temporarily suspends Welsh's ability to purchase or possess firearms. We're just 4 months away from the November election, and faith leaders in the Twin Cities are joining forces to make sure that everyone is allowed to vote.
More than 50 Minnesota religious leaders gathered in front of the state capitol building. They're asking elections officials to sign a pledge that anyone who wants to vote can do it without fear. Janae Bates-Amari is with Isaiah.
We know that here in the state of Minnesota, we are going to do all that we can to protect every single person to be able to exercise their right to vote. It is a duty of ours. It is a joy of ours. And I hope that every person who is hearing us today recognize that it is a duty and joy of yours.
Similar efforts are taking place at other states today with 4 months to go before Election Day. In St. Paul, Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
About 7,500 Minnesotans have been approved to receive benefit payments under the state's new paid leave program, according to new data released by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe says there was a massive rush of applicants at the start of the year, but it leveled off just as quickly.
By about the third week in January, we saw new applicants decline by about a quarter. And yeah, now we're really starting to get into that more steady state of program operations as we go along.
The program provides most Minnesota workers with up to 12 weeks of paid time off per year, although expecting mothers can take up to 20 weeks. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher is concentrating on curbing violence involving Somali gang members. Fletcher told WCCO's Vanita Sarkar on the morning news that there's been a sharp increase in gun-related violence traced to about a dozen different groups of young Somalis.
There's 100,000 Somali people in Minnesota, and we're really targeting 300. You know, it's a very 300 young youth that are misguided and need some redirection and correction and accountability. To be honest with you, putting some of them in jail is a part of the solution.
Fletcher says he's been working with the Somali community since 2010, and there's a level of understanding that candid conversations can be made without inflaming opinions. There's a meeting scheduled for June 21st between the Ramsey County Sheriff's Department and Somali community leaders, as well as parents. Minnesota's Sprint Medic pilot project looks to become a permanent solution to rural healthcare resource gaps. For the past 2 years, the program has been deploying quick response ambulances, all-wheel drive SUVs, and even helicopters to meet Minnesotans in three rural counties where they are in an emergency. The average EMS response time is 22 minutes in Otter Tail County, and Dylan Ferguson with the Minnesota Office of Emergency Medical Services says this program hopes to change that.
It can be difficult to have two crew members staffed on call, ready to go. With the Sprint Medic model, we're able to pair that Sprint paramedic with one EMT and create a full crew.
The state legislature has until June 30th, 2027, to review the program's performance and decide if it will become a permanent resource. It's not the outcome many were hoping for last night as Belgium beat the United States men's national soccer team from the World Cup, winning 4-1. Fans gathered to watch the match at PV Plaza in downtown Minneapolis.
It's definitely been a more exciting tournament than usual, I'd say, just because a lot of the bigger names that you usually see move on power, they've already been knocked out, like Brazil, and then you also have Germany as well, and a few others. You got the Netherlands too.
Finally, Minnesota's professional women's soccer team is inching closer to the national championship, but the players are not happy about not being able to host the games here.
It is in an extra time goal.
Coming off a thrilling victory over Pittsburgh, Minnesota Aurora has advanced to the playoffs. The joy somewhat overshadowed by the league's decision to not have the semifinals at TCO Stadium here in Minnesota. Board member Andrea Yock.
We are the number one seed. We have been undefeated. We haven't lost a single game this year. And as the number one seed in every other sports league, you get to host. That is not what's happening in our league.
She says the league's decision disregards player safety and well-being, forcing the team into a cross-country trip from the East Coast to the West Coast, providing minimal recovery time and significantly increasing risk of injury. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.